afternoon. This is Bruce, W4HI, Seneca.
W4HI. Well, that's a nice call. Short call. What is that? W4. That's a 1x2. That's nice. Seeing that mine's a 2x3. And what was your name again? My name here is David.
We've spoken in the past, but the name here is Bruce, B-R-U-C-E. And yeah, I'm W4HI the second. The first one I got to know after he passed away, because everybody knew him so well in Knoxville. He lived 102 years old and was supposedly active radio very much to the very end. So it's a long lived life.
Scott on the Today Show used to do the weather, and he would always do somebody's birthday that was over 100. And he talked to this guy, he was 104. He said, "Well, you think you're going to die today or this year?" And the guy said, "No." He said, Why not? And he said, "Well, how many people you hear dying at 104?
You know, the Doge there has been finding people 115 and older. I don't know. But anyway, yep, 102 he did. And he was an engineer in 1940, and he got a job in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And he was an electrical engineer, so he was involved in the Manhattan Project.
The Manhattan Project, well, good for him. Well, I tell you, what are you up to today?
About 7:30, and I got on a net for about an hour, drinking my coffee. And then I immediately got out we built a house, a new house, 3 years ago. Last year, our main thing was we put in 19 trees, well, 18 trees and a blueberry bush. And these were all from the Arbor Association. So they were, the longest they were was like 3 feet. But we did them all right, but I didn't put any mulch around them. I didn't know that to do that. So a couple of them died, but most of them survived. And so now I have mulch all the way around, and we're having this beautiful rain event coming up the next couple of days. So they're going to be nice and moist and stay nice and moist, you know, when it gets hot in the summer. Over.
Sounds good. Gosh, that sounds like a lot of work, too. But anyway, I didn't know you were supposed to put mulch down. I do very little planting, if any. Well, yeah, I can't remember if I've ever planted a tree. I guess I have. But I just don't remember it. But anyway, but good for you. I'm glad most of them survived. And anyway, I'm headed to my favorite toy store, one of my favorite toy stores, Ace Hardware.
In a bad spot, but I'm hearing you. And I'll see if you still hear me, but there's another thing that we learned that I didn't learn till later, was you can buy these, like, inner tubes to put around the tree, and then you just go and fill them up with a hose, and then they last about a week, and they kind of drip out around the tree. I wish I would have done that, because, you know, they would have survived better, especially if you remember last summer It really September, over.
Sorry you didn't catch that last transmission, but anyway, you're sounding, you know, 100% in the repeater. You got just a teeny bit of white noise, but it's hardly noticeable, and 100% copy. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. It made me think of, you know, my inner tubes. My grandmother would put a old T-model tire around trees that she planted, and she did a lot of planting. She grew up on a farm, but she even did it at the house she lived in when the house that they built in 1930, that she lived there until she died, but it was off, I don't know if you know where West Ferris Road is, but near the hospital. And but anyway, I always thought that was weird when I was cutting grass. I had to cut around those tires.
For that, my grandparents did that too. That's funny. I grew up in Pittsburgh, which was a very good city to grow up in. I mean, it was really a great place. Lots of things to do. For a kid, you know, there was lots of wood still around to go get in trouble in. Yeah, I'm pulling in the driveway of putting a whole addition on the YMCA here in Seneca, about a $3 million building addition. And they got it, now they only have half the parking lot for the next year and a half, over.
Sounds interesting. Sorry, I'm having to do some driving there. The way the road comes in, it comes into, I think I'm on East North now, but now this isn't East North. Well, I don't know what it is. But anyway, the road comes in like a 45-degree angle, so you have to look back, and you really have to strain to make sure to look back, because the light was red, but you can do a right turn on red, so I did. But, man, looking to see if something's coming, it was, kind of hurts your neck, especially when you're my age.
Well, South Carolina's kind of funky here with these diagonal streets, you know. And, they're a little tough. Well, I'm pulling in into the modified parking lot. Nice chatting with you, Dave. And we'll talk to you soon again. You have a blessed day and a better tomorrow. W4HI.
Hey, Bruce. Well, good to talk to you again. I'm glad you remembered, because I didn't. But it's a pleasure. Have a good one. W4HI, KP4 CPA Mobile.
W4HI.